Our scripture this morning is from Exodus 4, verses 10 to 17. Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, and neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother, Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and he will be glad to see you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you. It will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand so that you can perform the signs with it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Lord, as we hear the words of Moses, we hear ourselves echoing these words too. And so, Lord, we just like to thank you that you are touching us where we are, in our hearts and in our hands and in our head. And you are reassuring us that you are the God of the burning bush and that you love us. And that wherever you call us to go, you will empower us. Forgive us for not being able to see that we are loved by you, that we are called by you, that we are commissioned by you. So, Lord, we pray that as we now try to understand these words of Scripture that have just been read, we pray that your Holy Spirit will come upon us so that we will truly understand in the most spiritual sense what these words mean. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. And the people said, Amen. Moses does not want to go back to Egypt. Moses does not want to go to Pharaoh and his magicians to demand the release of Israel from captivity. And the most incredible thing is that God has appeared to him in a burning bush. After 40 years in the mountains of Midian, minding his own business, looking after sheep, Moses sees a bush that does not burn out. It goes on burning and burning. And out of this perpetual burning bush, God speaks to Moses. The bush burns on and on because this God who appears to Moses in the burning bush is an everlasting and eternal God. And this Moses is a mere human being. And this God tells Moses, "I have heard the cries of my people Israel who are slaves in Egypt. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people Israel out of Egypt." But Moses does not want to go back to Egypt. Moses does not want to go to Pharaoh and his magicians to demand the release of Israel from captivity. Moses said to the Lord. Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your son. I am slow of speech and tongue. And I think if we were to be honest, this is not only the problem of Moses. It is also our problem. Every Sunday, I ask you to pray for someone in your life so that God may intervene with his amazing grace into their lives. And sometimes in that prayer, I say to you all, may God give us the words to say to help that person. And yet, at the same time, as we are praying that prayer, we know that deep down in our hearts, we are echoing the words of Moses. We are not eloquent. We are slow of speech and tongue. We do not know what words to say. The Lord said to him, who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight and makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. And I think that the problem is that we think that this task of sharing the message of God with other people is totally our own task. We fail to see that if we were to help that neighbor in our lives, if we were to help the people in our lives, if we truly believe in the God of the burning bush, it is not us who is helping them. It is God. It is God. We are just mere servants of God. We help them because God is helping them. We are the hands of God to that person. We are the voice of God to that person. So I think that as we have seen the five excuses of Moses, you detect this behind Moses' words. Moses is afraid. He was once the prince of Egypt. Now he is a mere shepherd in Midian. And Moses knows how eloquent and powerful Pharaoh and his magicians are. And he knows that he has been a criminal in Egypt, that he has killed an Egyptian guard 40 years ago. Moses does not want to go back to Egypt. Moses is afraid. And his final excuse is this. He asks God to send someone else. He says no. So therefore, this is the ultimate excuse that Moses gives, which is really, at the end of the day, the ultimate excuse we say to God ourselves. Moses said, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. And he said, what about your brother, Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you, and he will be glad to see you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. Now notice the words said this. The Lord's anger burned against Moses. This is another explanation of the God of the burning bush. The God of the burning bush is actually an angry God. A holy God is actually an angry God. And so the God of the burning bush burns with fire against Moses. And God could have canceled out Moses immediately when he gave his five excuses in a very, very stubborn manner. So once I was just cooking in our kitchen in the gas stove, and you know me, right? I'd like to multitask a lot. And so I finished cooking one particular dish and I was going to move to the next. And so I turned off the stove elements and moved that pot to the next, and I proceeded to make my other dish. And I totally forgot in my haste that the element was still hot. And so suddenly I put my wrist on the element, and I have actually scars on my wrist today, and I know the heat of the elements of a gas stove. And I wonder, as I read Exodus 4, if Moses understands the heat of a burning bush. Because when you hear Moses' excuses against God, you get the sense that Moses lives in his own world. And it says, as I said, that the Lord's anger burned against Moses. So I don't know if Moses was about to be cancelled out or burnt out by God, but he survives this episode. And he not only survives this episode, he gets help from God. What does God do? Does God cancel Moses out? No, God does not do that. God brings someone from Moses' past to help Moses and to be his spokesperson. God calls on Aaron, Moses' older brother, to go to the desert and meet Moses there. God brings Aaron out of nowhere to help Moses bring God's message to Pharaoh. God, instead of burning out Moses, provides Aaron to help him. This is the grace of the God of the burning bush. This is the mercy of the God of the burning bush. This is the love of the God of the burning bush. Last June, we had a great difficulty when we were trying to figure out who was going to help us on the audio system. We had put a new audio system in January, and as you all know, that this has been the pattern for the last few years. Patrick Taylor and Robert Nanku form a great team covering each other on Sunday mornings. And when Patrick did not do the audio system on a Sunday, Robert helped him, and vice versa. And you all know the story that in June, Patrick was not doing too good health-wise. He could not make it here on a Sunday morning, let alone help us on the audio system. And as Barbara was looking after Patrick, she also could not help us volunteer in the office on Tuesday and Friday mornings, as she usually does. So it so happened at this time that Mike Murdoch was in between jobs and volunteered to help us in the office when Barbara could not. Now, I knew Mike had interest in music, as we talked about it previously, and I also felt that Mike, since he was in between jobs, might have some spare time to help us in other things. Do you clue in? In addition, these other things include the audio system. So one Friday morning, when Mike was helping us in the office, I proceeded to ask him if he could step in for Patrick and work with Robert on the audio system. And Mike told me that he was more than willing to do so and that he had experience working with the karaoke sound system in the past. Now, I want to say that we need people to help us on the audio system, but you don't need to have experience with karaoke audio systems if you want to help us. And you all know that since then, Mike has been working with Robert since then, and this was and is an answer to prayer. Why do I share this? I share this because in some ways, the Mike and Robert team functioned like a Moses and Aaron team in bringing God's message to us. When God calls us to do something, He'll provide for us. He'll provide for what we need and not what we want. We couldn't answer the question of who was going to help Robert since Patrick was getting quite sick. And in actual fact, it was only at the 11th hour that God kind of made me think about this question. What about Mike? And as we go on through changes, I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, this might be the way God leads us as He charts new territory for us as we listen to Dale Woods next Saturday. He might bring us to the edge of our seat and suddenly God puts this thought in our mind, what about Mike? So God brings Aaron alongside Moses. What about Aaron? God brings Aaron alongside Moses so that Moses and Aaron can speak God's message to Pharaoh and his officials. And I just want you to read this passage with me right now, because this is the crux of the God of the burning bush as we go forth into a future with change that's waiting for us. Let us read this together. The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight and makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." And remember, Moses says that he is not eloquent. He is slow of speech. So what we gather from this particular passage is that the God of the burning bush is also a speaking God. And this speaking God wishes to get Moses to speak to Pharaoh for him. And like all of us, Moses forgets that it is not actually him who is speaking, but God who is speaking to him. When Moses speaks to God, he is the voice of God. When Moses helps Israel get liberated out of Egypt, he is the hands of God. And Moses does not really know the might of the God who asked him to speak to Pharaoh and his magicians. But look at this. He is the God who gives human beings their mouths. He is the God who makes them deaf or mute. He is the God who gives them sight and makes them blind. He is the sovereign God. Now, you might find it very difficult to understand this, and this is a mystery, because as I preach the Word of God, I want to acknowledge that sometimes the Word of God sounds mysterious, because over here it talks about the sovereignty of God, but it also talks about this sovereign God who makes people see and makes people blind, who makes people deaf and makes people mute. We can reserve that discussion for another day, but ultimately I want to share this with you this morning. Where God calls, He provides. Where God calls, He provides. God created Moses in the first place and saved his life when Pharaoh was killing all the baby boys of Israel in Exodus 1. And God was the God who got Moses to get out of Egypt, because God knew that Pharaoh was pursuing Moses as he had just killed an Egyptian guard. And that was in Exodus chapter 2. And you know that despite Moses' stubbornness, and I feel that when we look at the stubbornness of Moses in Exodus 3 and 4, I just wonder whether it is any different than the hardening of Pharaoh's heart in the chapters to come. The God of the burning bush does not burn out Moses. Instead, what does the God of the burning bush do? The God of the burning bush empowers Moses. Despite Moses' stubbornness, God still uses Moses to speak to Pharaoh. And he deals with the excuse of Moses. He sends Aaron for Moses' childhood to help Moses bring this message to Pharaoh and his magicians. Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. It was 1995. I was teaching English as a second language classes in Vancouver. 5 years earlier, in 1990, as part of my studies at Regent College, I started church planting in Southeast Vancouver. The church plant did not occur, but it turned into an ESL ministry to immigrants and refugees in Southeast Vancouver. And by God's grace, that ministry still exists today. And the other part of my story is that I grew up in a church tradition in Malaysia, which I was still part of when I was in Vancouver. And this church tradition in Malaysia did not believe in the practice of calling of full-time preaching pastors. Instead, we took turns to preach as lay people. We did believe in elders, but we did not believe in employing a full-time preaching and teaching elder like the Presbyterian Church in Canada. So in 1988, I went to Regent College in Vancouver for my theological and biblical studies. I planned to do a 2-year master's degree to get myself equipped for the rest of life. I was planning to return to my home church in Malaysia as a well-equipped lay elder, but God provided a way for me to do more studies. My home church in Vancouver hired me as a church planting intern, and this internship provided funds for me to stay in Vancouver for the 3-year Master of Divinity degree. And I loved studying the Bible, so this degree allowed me, the addition of one more year allowed me to do more biblical subjects, something that I was really wanting to do. However, in 1995, while teaching ESL, I realized that I was making an impact on all my students. They said that something they loved about me was that I was helping them pronounce the words. But I told them that the most important thing for me is not to help them pronounce the words. The most important thing for me to do is to instill in them a confidence to speak English, even though they had a limited vocabulary. Slowly, God was confirming to me that I had the gift of teaching and presentation, and I wondered if God was calling me to become a pastor, a full-time teaching and preaching elder. I loved teaching and speaking in public, and I loved the Bible. However, I had to get over my church tradition, which did not believe in full-time pastors. And for some of you, you might think that this is a minor point because you do all believe in full-time pastors and you probably grew up with them. I didn't grow up with them. That is true. And as my mom used to say, one man's meat is another man's poison. And so, therefore, we can say the same thing to Moses. Moses, if the bush is burning and God is speaking out of it, shouldn't you seriously listen to him? But Moses is functioning in his own self-engrossed world, and he forgets that it is the God of the burning bush who is speaking to him. And this God of the burning bush could have canceled him out immediately because it says that the God of the burning bush burned with anger against Moses. It took me 6 months to struggle with this decision. And as I struggled with it, I suddenly realized that there was another reason why God made me do the Master of Divinity at Regent College. Because at the time when I did it, I wanted to do more biblical subjects. And that was the reason behind it. I just wanted to fill up my program with biblical study electives. And then when it came to the time that I felt that God was calling me to become a teaching and preaching elder in a different church tradition, I suddenly realized that the Master of Divinity is actually the basic degree needed to apply for full-time pastor positions in most denominations, and that includes the Presbyterian Church in Canada. And so Moses is about to realize what's happening to him. The God of the burning bush does not cancel Moses out despite his stubbornness and his hardness of heart. Instead, the God of the burning bush, in his grace, sends Aaron to be a spokesperson alongside him. Moses is about to realize that what has happened before in his life fits into the present and fits into the future. He knew Aaron as his older brother growing up in Egypt and has not been in contact with him for the past 40 years. And now, God is bringing Aaron into his life again, to help him do what he's called to do, so that as a team, they can now bring God's message to Israel in Egypt and to Egypt too, and to liberate Israel out of Egypt. Moses is not alone as he goes forth into his task. Aaron has come alongside him, and more importantly, God has come alongside him. So I say to you, as you go forth into your future, and it's not just the change in the church, you probably have some burning bush moment in your life right now in terms of other aspects of your life. Remember, the God of the burning bush will come alongside you, and he will bring Aaron's brother Aaron's into your life to help you as you go forth into the future. People, resources from the past will come and help you as you face the present challenge as you go forth into the future. Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. Let us pray. So Lord, as we now think about our lives, we know, Lord, that you are the God of the burning bush. And the God of the burning bush did not burn Moses out. Instead, what did he do? He sent Aaron to come alongside him. So Lord, we are fearful like Moses. We wonder if we got enough resources to face the future. But we take from this story that God did not burn out Moses. Instead, what did God do? God sends Aaron to come alongside us, him. And so we pray that you will send Aarons into our lives, who will come alongside us as we go forth into the uncertain future. Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. We ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the people said, Amen.